Com. Live, you can bring up anything you want toll free as we launch into the second hour of the program with you here tonight. It's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And you can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. Everything you see on the front page of the site has been submitted there by listeners just like you. Whatever it is that you see online that you think is interesting, maybe it's something you want to hear on the air, or you just want to share with us and our listeners, you submit it as show prep. And then it appears on the site. It'll be then subject to voting. You may vote up or down on anything you see as you scroll down the front page of freetalklive.com. You do need to have a Reddit account. You also need a Free Talk Live website account. Both of those things are free. You take a moment to tie the two accounts together one time, and you're done. Then it's easy for you to submit content to the site and vote on it as you will. So, there's a story that I mentioned at the very end of the last hour, and as we were talking during the break, Johnny Ray, you sounded very, very passionate about this issue.
Yeah, but I want to mask it. I want to I said we need to excoriate these Generation Waiters who want to stay at home, but instead I want to support them, but it's coming from the same place.
You'll have to explain further. First of all, I was surprised when I heard the term Generation Wait. Mark, you had come to the table tonight with a different story that you ended up deciding you didn't want to go with about Generation Wait and, you know, certain things that was different about them, I guess.
How the world looks for them, yeah.
I hadn't heard Generation Wait before. I had heard Generation Y, so I was wondering, is this the generation after Generation Y, or is this the same thing as Generation Y? It's just some people are calling them this different name.
I think that this is, the Generation Y, the Millennials, now
that's
we're
another
called Generation Wait.
Okay.
And I think that there's a good reason to call them Generation Wait. So each one of the generations have had sort of their own thing that sort of, you know, spoke about the generation itself. The baby boomers, it says, you know, there were a lot of them. The silent generation, I guess you didn't hear much from
who
them.
Who was that?
That was...
Before the baby boomers?
Before the end of World War II.
So before the baby boomers?
Yeah.
Okay.
The baby boomers.
Is that the greatest generation, or is that before the silent generation?
I think the greatest generation may or may not. Yeah, I don't know. The greatest generation isn't a generation. That's the title of a book that panders to people of a certain age and says, you're better than everybody else. Yeah. Buy this book. It's a bunch of poppycock. However, nonetheless, there's, I think that there's the Depression era or something like that. I mean, I don't know what they're all, what they all are, but Gen X was named for a punk rock band, essentially, and that was called Generation X. And so,
wow, yeah, I didn't know that.
That's kind of interesting. Yeah, it was David Billy Idol's band.
Who comes up with these names?
Authors, writers,
And then there's like a few different authors will throw out different names and just see what sticks with popular culture.
Yeah,
basically,
pretty much.
That's it.
Okay,
I've always taken a lot of satisfaction in being part of Generation X. I think that's really cool.
So I'm
Generation
fairly
on Y speaks to what? The previous generation. What the hell in the world should your generation be defined?
The
previous generation. That's wrong. Millennials only speaks to the time that they existed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I suppose you could be. It's like calling the silent generation the pre-war generation.
And Generation Wait speaks to what?
Having to wait for the economy to pick up, I guess.
Well, according to the story here, NBC News is reporting U.S. mobility for young adults has fallen to the lowest level in more than 50 years, as cash-strapped 20-somethings shun home buying and refrain from major moves in a weak job market.
Who was buying homes in their 20s?
I can't imagine very many people buy homes in their
20s. Not too many.
I get the feeling that Ian Freeman was buying homes in his 20s.
I did, too.
But yeah, that's true.
It's just, at the time, remember, they were giving a home loan to anything that had a heartbeat. You could have trotted your cat in there and said, here, Mr. Whiskers needs a home loan. It was just about that bad.
Burdened with college debt or toiling in low-wage jobs, they are delaying careers, marriage, and having children, waiting anxiously for their lucky break. They're staying put and doubling up with roommates or living with mom and dad, unable to make long-term plans or commit to buying a home, let alone pay a mortgage. I don't get it. If you're living at home with mom and dad, oh, maybe they're making you pay rent, but it's probably not as much rent as you would have to pay anywhere else. So,
well,
why are they so poor? They just don't know how to save money.
Many of them don't have jobs, Ian. The recession that we went through, it hit people, you know, younger people more than it hit older people. It hit males more than it hit females. It hit people of, you know, certain ethnicities, especially blacks, harder than it hit everybody else. I mean, you're talking about, I think the numbers were, I don't want to step over, but it was something like 3 in 10 or 4 in 10 black men didn't have a job. That's tremendous. I mean, that's the kind of employment rate in some third world countries.
Many understood after the 2007-2009 recession that times would be tough, but few said they expected to be in economic limbo more than 4 years later. What? I'm not really clear on why people think the recession is over. I mean, I don't really understand that. Do you think that's true?
I don't track the numbers about growth, but they come from what the Congressional Budget Office or the Federal Reserve. So I wouldn't trust them anyway, but the feeling I get since 2008 has been the same, and it's just kind of a glum, dreary sort of an environment.
Loans are not easy to get these days, so if you can't get a loan easily, that's not going to spur a lot of growth, I wouldn't think, and people are still bitching about jobs all across the country, and unemployment doesn't really, you know, that hasn't really gone, that problem has not vanished. So
they're calling it the jobless recovery.
Buying things, you know, people don't have as much money to buy as much.
Advertising's picking up, and that's usually a leading indicator.
Of recovery is what you're saying?
Usually, but it occurred previously, and it just kind of like the during the green shoots time and just kind of sputtered out. So, I mean, I don't know what to say. It's, as far as the economy, is the recession over or not? I don't think anybody knows. The recession's on if you've got a job that you if you don't have a job or you have a job you dislike,
it's
a recession. If not, it's not. And that's really just it. And the fact is, no matter what's happening, basically you got to do what you got to do to get a job. That's the way I've always seen it.
On Bloomberg, there's a headline, Walmart touts $98 TV in weakest holiday season since 2009. I guess the major retailers are expecting a week holiday.
I guess we'll find out. So Jeremy Bills, who's 27 years old from Nashville, says, I'm constantly looking for other jobs. He graduated from Vanderbilt University in May of 2011 with a master's degree in human and organizational development, originally from Tampa. Bills has stayed put in his college town in hopes of finding a job in management consulting or human resources. Instead, he's mostly found odd jobs like pulling weeds and dog sitting. Says he pursued a master's degree.
Good for him, by the way.
For doing something, you mean?
Yes.
He's pursued his master's degree to bolster his credentials after getting his college diploma in 2008, shortly before the financial meltdown. Instead, he finds himself still struggling financially and worrying that the skills that he learned in school, where he incurred $20,000 in student loan debt,
that's
pretty
good.
Like much. Yeah, for a master's degree.
I gotta say, dude's not doing too bad compared to what I've heard.
He says that, his skills are kind of atrophying, so he claims. It's not like riding a bicycle.
I don't think that that's I wouldn't disagree with him, is that once you've learned something, it tends to kind of fritter away if you don't use it. Really,
yeah,
all
sure.
College degree is, I mean, really, is you just buying the opportunity to go learn how to do something. You're getting the very basics on how to, you know, do it, and there you go. Then you got to learn how they really do it.
Well, now, it's interesting that, you know, they've mentioned now twice in the story the college degrees that are bringing these kids down, and that's certainly true. This generation is facing the college problem like none in the past, and what I mean when I say the college problem, I mean the idea that they're sold this bill of goods that, oh, you've got to go to college if you want to be successful. Well, wait a minute. If everybody's going to college and everybody gets a degree in something, what the hell's the degree worth anyway? If everybody else has the degree, and certainly not everyone goes to college, but more and more people are, if a whole bunch of people in your generation have a college degree, how does that make you any more competitive? Exactly. Besides the fact that it loads up a bunch of debt on your back. It actually harms your ability to compete. More coming up. Want to hear your thoughts if you're in this generation. Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Here's a strange thought. The government shut down and your colon could be a parallel. If your colon shuts down like the government, you could be in trouble. Your organs feed off the nutrients that move through your colon. If your colon has corruption, problems, you could get very ill. People with bathroom struggles love Life Change Tea. If you drink Life Change Tea, you'll avoid a colon shutdown. You will have more energy and feel great. You might even lose some weight. There's one key element to all of this working. You have to take the product. Just do it. So here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com, and there's a lot more product than just tea. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call them at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Again, avoid a shutdown. That's GetTheTea.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Are you a part of the so-called Generation Wait? You want to tell us your story? Are you one of these people that is staying at home with the folks because you just can't afford to live out anywhere else? or what is your story? You're welcome to tell that to us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. And in the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
So we can talk more about generation wait. Maybe you are a mom or dad of a generation waiter. You want to tell us what that is like? Are they, you know, not living up to your expectations? Do you blame them for it? Would love to hear from people with the with an outside perspective as well. Again, 855-450-FREE. We also are on Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm.
Bitcoins have been on a wild ride over the last couple of days. They're up, they're down. I don't even know where they're at. It's just incredible the amount of volatility that's been going on. And there's a lot of trading volume currently. Getting Bitcoins can be a little difficult. CashOfTheCoins.com is the best place to go to get Bitcoins. Why? Because they're safe, fast, legal, easy. They've got low fees and customer service is their top priority. These really are, I mean, what else do you really want from your business? They're going to give you what you want. They're going to give it at a low price and they're going to do it quickly. All you've got to do is be somewhere near a Bank of America, a Wells Fargo, or a credit union with shared branching.
That's almost everyone.
Just about everyone. And actually, you don't have to be near there. You just have to be willing to travel to one. So you go to CashOfTheCoins.com. The fact is if you aren't near a Bank of America, a Wells Fargo, or a credit union, you probably are having trouble finding Bitcoins anyway. So you're going to have to go. CashOfTheCoins.com. You go there before you go to any of the banks. Get the instructions. It's easy to do online. I did it. I followed their instructions without anyone helping me. So if I can do it, the chances are you can too. If you can read English, you can do it at CashOfTheCoins.com. As always, orders under $40 carry no fee. Go to CashOfTheCoins.com. You can actually donate some of your fee to a charity. CashOfTheCoins.com.
Talking about the so-called generation wait, according to NBC News, their mobility has fallen to the lowest level in more than 50 years, meaning they're more likely to be staying put, doubling up with roommates or living with mom and dad, unable to make long-term plans, and certainly can't afford to pay a mortgage. They're telling us one man's story. He's Jeremy Bills, age 27, lives in Nashville, graduated with a master's degree in human and organizational development, but has been busy pulling weeds and dog sitting and various different odd jobs. He has debt, of course, $20,000 in student loan debt. And he says that his career skills are atrophying. He says it's not like riding a bicycle. You can't just jump into a career position so many years after training, he said, and by the way, he now works for a nonprofit organization making $12 an hour and is looking for a second job.
And this is called the problem with the economy. This is called the problem with a generation. This is a problem with college degrees from what I've seen so far. I mean, that's Free Talk Live. We've been talking about this for years on
right.
this program. We've been warning you as very best we can that there's a scam. The prices keep going up and up and up.
And what are you getting for that price?
The best advice
less
I've heard.
And less.
The best I've heard is go to college if somebody else is paying for it. If you've got a scholarship, if you've got some kind of rich uncle that believes that college is important, it's important. And lots of people in the older generations do believe this because it was a pretty good deal back then, and it really was a door to a better life. And I don't think that it's the case now. I think that there's a lot of evidence mounting at this point that a college degree, especially one that you borrowed for one of these, I'm sorry, probably worthless degrees. If you didn't go to be a doctor, a lawyer, an engineer, or a couple of other things, you probably didn't need to do it. Many careers, you can go in, you can work your way up inside the company. If it takes you 6 years to work yourself up to the position that you would have gotten by, that you think that you would have gotten by going to college for 4 years, you may or may not, by the way. Then, what's the big deal? You made a paycheck along the way. You don't
right.
have any debt.
Yeah, you have no debt. You learned skills, and you got paid. Let's go to the phones. Mick is in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark. Hello, Mick.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's
I just
on your
want
mind?
To say that, well, you know, I think that, you know, back there was a time when probably going to college did give a guy a benefit.
Yeah.
But over the last couple of decades, it's just really been oversold. And we have told kids that it's, you know, you're better off to go to college and get a degree and don't worry about learning how to do other things like welding, mechanics, construction, different things like that. And now
plumbing.
We've got an entire
How about plumbers? Those guys make a mess.
Yeah, and there's a whole generation of young people that don't know how to do anything, and they've been told, well, go get a degree. Well, you know, there's a whole bunch of people with these degrees in business management out there that are working in lumber yards, you know, working for all kinds of stuff. And the bottom line is, at one time that was probably beneficial, but I think today with the Internet and the easy access to specialized training and learning, if you get into a job that's going to require you to move forward in that type of training, you can get that training as needed versus going into, you know, these just to get a degree that, like you said earlier, it's really, it's not very beneficial. And I had one business person tell me, he said the only thing a degree means to him when he's hiring somebody is it does show that a young person had the energy and the drive to go out and complete something, that at the very least they were willing to pursue and follow through on that. So, you know, that's a plus, but on the other hand, you can demonstrate that a lot of different ways. And
yeah, absolutely. So, you don't need a $20,000 or $50,000 or $100,000 piece of paper to prove that.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, most of the jobs that Most of the jobs that I've seen that have this requirement for some kind of college degree are either A, government jobs, because, well, they change more slowly than anybody anyway, and B, these really sort of big corporations, still they haven't really figured it out yet either. And, you know, I've worked for those big corporations. It ain't that great.
Right. That's right. That's exactly right. And I have, too, and I think that, you know, the bottom line is it's a supply and demand. We've just now got so many people with degrees that that really doesn't even mean anything anymore.
Yep, I think you're right about that.
You're not standing out because you got a four-year degree.
Exactly. Mick, thanks for sharing your thoughts. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Yeah, absolutely. They're overwhelmed the marketplace with people with college degrees. So sorry, kids, we don't have any more room for you. Here, go and pick some weeds.
Well, let's see. We've got this one has a sociology degree. This one has a psychology degree. This one's got a communications degree. This one's got a degree in language arts.
Yeah.
Which one are you going to pick?
Which one of you can pick weeds the best?
It's just, I mean, it's so sad. It's so sad.
Yeah, and so then you get these, these poor, you're right, it is sad, because they're sold this bill of goods. You know, they're sold this sexy story about how, oh, well, you're going to go to college, you're going to meet all kinds of great people, the parties, you're going to meet all kinds of great people, it's networking, and then before you know it, you're going to get hired into some amazing job, which is exactly what you were hoping that you would have in the career, the vocation that you were hoping to have. And you're going to make money hand over fist because of the degree, because they tell you these things like, well, college degree people make more money than people without a college degree on average. And there's all kinds of this sales pitch that goes into it. And then the reality strikes. You've got $50,000 in debt and you're working a low wage job. And what do you do then?
Hi, my name is Annette. And due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because it continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Weight, I have no hot flashes and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you'd like here. Maybe you are a member of the so-called Generation Wait. Is that insulting to you to be considered a member of Generation Wait? Sounds like an awful name for a generation. And we're talking about how they are, for, according to NBC News, they are the apparently they're young adults who are just not moving. They're the lowest level of mobility in 50 years. And they cite various reasons here, but some of them happen to be ridiculous amount of college debt, the fact that they can't get jobs in the areas that they thought they were going to get their jobs in once they got this diploma, this supposedly miraculous diploma that was going to change everything about their lives. Well, it certainly changed everything because now they've got thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars in debt, and they're having a real tough time working to pay that debt off with $10 an hour jobs. So I want to hear from you if you've got some experience at this here. Maybe you are a Generation Wait person, or maybe you're the mom or the dad of a Generation Waiter. I want to hear from you with your experience at 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN, 855-450-3733.
We talked about forcefieldenergy.com a couple of months ago here on Free Talk Live, and I told you it was poised to move upward in price, and it did. We told you that it was going to be listed on NASDAQ. It was. We told you that it had some big contracts that were likely to come in. Some of them have. WallStreetCheatSheet.com says that LED lighting has a tremendous potential for growth. This is just one of the profit centers. The other one is organic Rankine conversion units, which we could talk about here in a few minutes if you want. But instead, look, the LED lighting really is what's...
That's the no-brainer to me.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, the fact is, people are going to want lights. They're going to want them in 10 years. What are those lights going to look like? You know they're going to be LEDs. Who's going to be able to offer LED lighting to these big companies? Right now, there's a handful of companies, like a dozen, that can do large-scale conversions. Force Field Energy has an aggressive financing program, and they're set up with the manufacturer. They have exclusive agreements on continents for this manufacturer, and so they're deploying and getting these jobs done, and people are beginning to take notice. They've got a tremendous management team. This is the reason I'm confident in having invested in ForceFieldEnergy.com, and they are aggressively looking for people to acquire their stock. Go to your brokerage account and buy FNRG if you have done your research, because all investments do have risk. But I think you'll come to the same conclusion that I have, that FNRG is a buy.
All right. We go to continue here with this story from NBCNews.com. Also, would love to hear from you if you are a member of so-called Generation Wait. Are you having as much trouble as the people that they found for this story? Well, let me give you some more detail here. So among adults ages 25 to 29, just 4.9 million or 23.3% moved in the 12 months ending March 2013. That's down from 24.6% in the same period the year before. It was the lowest level since at least 1963. The peak of 36.7% came in 1965 during the nation's youth counterculture movement.
Yeah, they were moving all over the place, huh?
The past year's decline in migration came after a modest increase from 2011 to 2012, a sign that young adults remain tentative about testing the job market in other cities. By metropolitan area, Portland, Oregon, Austin, Texas, and Houston were among the top gainers in young adults, reflecting stronger local economies. Among college graduates 25 and older, Denver and D.C. topped the list of destinations. Demographers say the delays in traditional markers of adulthood, full-time careers, and home ownership may prove to be longer-lasting. Roughly one in five young adults ages 25 to 34 is now disconnected from work and school. Young adulthood has grown much more complex and protracted, with a huge number struggling to reach financial independence, according to Mark Mather, an associate vice president of the Private Population Reference Bureau. Many will get there, but at much later ages than we've seen in the past. More and more, we're seeing many young adults routinely wait until their 30s to leave the parental nest.
Now, they're using this as quite the yardstick, and I'm wondering, this is just speculation, I don't know anything about anything, but maybe parents of, you know, the more recent parents are getting a little more liberal as things go. Look, I left the house, let's be frank here, so that I could have girls sleep over.
Mm.
And life was pretty good living with mom. The clothes got done. The food, there was always food in the fridge. I mean, you know, things were she had people who could come and clean. Things were nice there,
yeah,
at
sure.
Mom's house. But you couldn't have women sleep over, so...
Did she tell you you couldn't do that?
No.
You felt awkward about it?
I think that was kind of the understood.
I see.
And, I mean, you know, I suppose if it was a long-term committed relationship, it's not that big of a deal. She doesn't have a problem coming to where my wife lives.
Right.
My wife and I live. So it was really just, you know, let's do what's appropriate in mom's house. And I think to some extent that's what drives people out. And maybe the younger parents are getting more hip in this way, and kids just don't feel the need to leave.
Johnny Ray, why did you move out of your parents' house? For me, it had nothing to do with women. I hadn't even had a girlfriend at that point. I just wanted to get out of my parents' house so they wouldn't be over my head.
I think an opportunity just came along. When I got out of high school, I worked for my dad for about a year, and I lived at home. And then I joined the Marine Corps, and I was with them for 4 years. And then I came back. When I got out, I came back and I lived at home again, mm-hmm. for probably a year. And I think my mom would like to drop some hints. I want to come on and talk about how you know, it just wasn't the life of a man to live with to live at his parents' house.
It certainly doesn't strike anybody, I think, as being an independent sort of thing.
But basically, I think that, you know, all things being equal, I would have rather lived with some of my buddies, and an opportunity came up, and I left. But I wasn't.
So mom was suggesting that you leave, or suggesting dropping hints you leave, or dropping hints you stay?
Good question, Mark. My mom was dropping hints that I should leave.
Yes. Okay. She's a good mom. She cares about you.
Yeah.
My mom would have loved me to stay. What, is she bad? I don't think so.
So
probably I need a little more watching than Johnny Ray does, but
I maybe so. Mark, I think I was kind of thinking about this sort of the same way that you were, but I was thinking of it as having to do with American affluence.
This is the only country in the world, well, one of the few countries where young people are expected to leave their houses. You'll have 3 and 4 generations in the same house, and that's the expectation, that you're going to marry and you're going to live here.
Hmm.
Yeah, we'll give you your own.
It's hard to even imagine.
Well, that's what it's like.
Yeah.
And you take your...
Is that what you were getting at, Johnny Ray? Well, no, kind of the opposite, that the kids we're talking about now, they're not kids, they're 20-somethings.
Yeah, but I think the argument is that they're acting not very adult-like.
They're coming of age in the 90s and the 2000s, and that is sort of the culmination, the peak of American affluence. I think right now we've gone over that peak and we're going downhill, and we're going towards more equilibrium with the rest of the world, which I'm fine with that. So these kids don't have the kind of drive that need and desperation can lend to somebody. They're soft.
I see what you're saying. Because they've been coddled their whole lives by the parents.
That's what they said about Generation X, too.
I know.
God. I don't know. I mean, you're gonna work as hard as you need to work to get what you want. And I think that if you see your buddies staying at home, if the potential mates, the potential boyfriends and girlfriends out there, if they're staying home, you're like, huh, this is the standard. I don't have to work that much harder. Because I can tell you that wasn't the standard for me. The expectation was for a person my age at that time is that you need to have your own place. You can live in squalor as long as you live in squalor with a person of your own age. If you live with a person who's significantly older and that person's related to you, that's a problem.
We will come back with more here in moments, and we'd love to get your thoughts. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. Generation Wait is what they're being called. If you are in that generation, we'd love to get your perspective. It's Free Talk Live.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference, one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put 2 and 2 together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your leaf's gonna pout, and I'm telling you why. Primacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, get 15% off on the American-made Privacy Case when you enter coupon code GCN at checkout. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made?
Vapriate e-liquid by LaSig is manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaSig a long time ago. LaSig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the Pro XPN toll free line. And of course, you can also reach us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. The studio hosts tonight for you include Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark. And we're going to get right back into your phone calls about the generation wait here in moments.
You can help Bitcoin Not Bombs and Free Talk Live to hoodie the homeless by getting a hoodie for yourself. Go to BitcoinNotBombs.com and pre-order a t-shirt or hoodie. Each sale is priced to cover the cost of one hoodie for someone in need. They're taking pre-orders until Cyber Monday, so they can get them printed up and distributed in time for the holidays. So you can give them as gifts. Keep two people warm this winter. Help Bitcoin Not Bombs do a little guerrilla marketing outreach for Bitcoin in the process. They're also accepting general donations for the project if you like to give more. It's BitcoinNotBombs.com.
All right, let's go to the phones and your thoughts. We've been talking about so-called generation wait and how it is many of them are being more likely than even the prior generation, Generation X, which kind of made it a name for itself for staying at home with the folks. But apparently the generation waiters are surpassing even that. And we continue here. Kyle is in Washington listening via the TuneIn app on his smartphone. Hello, Kyle.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, go ahead with your thoughts, Kyle.
I just kind of skimmed through the Generation Wait article there, and I've been listening to you for a little bit, and I'm 23 years old, so I guess you could call me a member of this Generation Wait. I actually don't live with my parents, so I got a job right out of college, but I do know a lot of people, a lot of friends who do live with their parents, even though they make equivalent amounts of money to roughly about the same amount of money that I do at my job, but the debt issue is certainly important.
So are they servicing? So let me ask you this: these friends that are staying, I mean, they've got more money than you've got to spend on different things. I mean, you're paying for bills and rent and all that stuff, or mortgage or whatever. They've got all that extra money. Is it debt service? Is it frivolous spending on drinking and partying? Or is it them saving money so that they don't have to work as long? What are they doing?
Well, some of them, I think it is debt that they're concerned about, but most of them, I think, just want to blow their money, to be honest. But there are some friends I know. One guy in particular just works part-time at a, I think it's Vitamin World or something like that, and he has a degree in management information systems, so he's not in a very good position. But with respect to the student debt, I think it's really just a hidden way for the government to tax people without actually increasing taxes, because the government can take out a loan, 10-year treasury, 2.7%, and loan it out to students at 6.8% now. It went up from 6.5 to 6.8 recently as a result of Obamacare, so that's a 4% difference. The federal government's making a lot of money on these student loans. So I think it's really...
Good point. Because you can't go bankrupt on a student loan, right? Those things stay with you.
Like, yeah, no way out. And they can garnish your Social Security, I believe, if you don't pay. So it's really just, it's almost like it's a way to trap you in this worker drone model, if you want to call it that.
It's white collar bondage, essentially. Get the degree and we'll own you for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, how long does one of these college loans, would the average person, young person, getting $30,000, $50,000, $70,000, I don't know what the average college loan is, it's got to be somewhere in there, getting tens of thousands of dollars in college debt, how long does it take to pay that off? 20 years?
Well, I can tell you, my wife's had her loan for as long as I've known her. She graduated before I met her. We've been together for almost 10 years.
She's in her late 30s?
She's in her 40s.
Early 40s?
She hasn't worked in how many years, Ian?
Jack's
five.
Yep.
You know, I've been servicing that loan for the whole time.
And what was the amount originally on that?
I don't know.
What is it now?
It's in the, it's like... Less than 10 grand.
Less than 10. Okay. But that's 20 years. I mean, she must have gotten out of college in the...
It isn't 20 years now.
When did she get out of college?
Just a few years before I met her.
But I see.
It wasn't a very high interest rate. The numbers he's talking about, the 6% or whatever, that's not true for her loan. So it's not the kind of first loan that she would pay off.
But Kyle, you're seeing a lot of your friends and associates in the same age range staying at home with the parents, a lot of them just so they can party and put more money towards drugs.
I do think it's also not only for that. I mean, I think that might be part of it. I never said drugs, though, but...
Alcohol is a very hard drug.
Ian's going to make a point of that every time.
Go ahead.
That was a good point, yeah. I also think that some of them maybe want to save up money to buy a house or maybe to buy a car or... to take on more debt, which is really horrible, but I think that might be another reason why.
Well, thanks for the insights, man. I appreciate your call and the thoughts tonight at 855-450-FREE.
Well, at least if you borrow money for a house or borrow money for a car, you can live in it or drive it, or I mean, actually, in the case of a car, live in it and drive it for some of them. But when it comes to these college loans, that guy who's got the managerial something or other degree that's working at Vitamin World, it's kind of rough for him.
Here's another story from the NBC News article here. The wait continues for Eric Hall, who's 30, of Decatur, Georgia. After picking up a master's degree in public health in 2008, Hall moved from California to the Atlanta suburbs with the plan of living with his parents for about 6 months. 5 years later, after struggling to find work in his field and switching his career path last year from health management to teaching kindergarten, Hall has opted to remain at his parents' home until he can pay off more of his debt. He's now studying to earn a doctorate in education, amassing college debt of more than $110,000.
Jeez. Now that's wanting to work. Go into debt $110,000 to get a job?
What, teaching kindergarten? I mean, the guy already went to college once for a master's degree in public health in 2008. That didn't pan out. You would think you'd have learned the first time. You go back to college for another degree?
Double or nothing.
Apparently so. I mean, look, I know that getting a government job is a sweet, sweet deal, and you get sweet bennies and all that, but $110,000 in debt, that's... That's got to be tough to pay off, even with a kindergarten teaching job here.
Yeah, that's got to be real tough.
It's a bit restraining, he says, after going away to college two times, but I'm saving, and my mom's been very understanding. He says,
you're not saving, dude. You're taking on debt while you put money aside that you're paying, essentially paying interest on. If I take out money at 6% and I put it in the bank at 1%, I am not saving.
He says that, optimistically, he'll soon be financially stable enough to live on his own. Maybe next summer.
Good for him.
Yeah.
You know, you want the life you want, right? And when you die, the debt's gone.
Now, Johnny Gray, this seemed to really frustrate you, this this whole people living at home with their parents situation. Why does that get to you? Because, I mean, from what Mark's saying here, and I'm with you, Johnny Ray, I feel like this is kind of sad. But then again, I've always been under this idea that you've got to be independent, that you've got to be out from under your parents' roof as quickly as possible. You've got to make your own way. You've got to make your own life for yourself. But you know, what Mark says is that we're pretty atypical here in the United States. Maybe we've just been so wealthy up until recently, you know, with the recession. Maybe the things have just been so great in the U.S. that we've been able to afford to easily let our kids get out of the house at age 18, 19, 20, or whatever, and then let them start their own lives. Maybe it's just not an option for the future.
Right, but during the break, I did instruct you guys to come down hard on these generation waiters for staying at home. And ultimately, I decided the whole thing was a little too personal for me to get into because basically my... There's a my ex-girlfriend moved in with a guy and his mom. So I got no love for that guy, and I want him and all of his ilk to be run over by you two guys.
I'm not sure that's particularly good reason, but okay.
So, I mean, is that
it's got to be really tough to move in with a boyfriend and the
living
mom.
Living at home.
I mean, that's not what you get told you're supposed to do. Friends doesn't have any parents living with them. You know, Seinfeld, they're the crazy people that you try to get away from, the parents.
We will come back with more here, and if you want to share your experience, we'd love to hear about it at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Though the question is, why is he living at the parents' house? Is he a loser? Is he just, you know, having trouble with money? Did he get the college debt?
I think he's probably a great guy.
More coming up. Hour 3's next. It's Free Talk Live.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation, or EFF, fights to protect your rights in the digital world. When a patent troll threatened podcasters, they fought back. EFF has also defended your right to encryption and has sued the NSA to end the government's mass, suspicionless surveillance. There are different ways you can help EFF, from donations, to signing petitions, to writing your representatives, to just spreading the word. Find out more at EFF.org. That's EFF.org.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.